Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning at Monongalia County Ballpark, where the West Virginia Black Bears and Frederick Keys are tied at one apiece. 9-1-2. We'll see Patrick Miner here in the fourth. Tyler Bassetti now steps in. The first pitch from Miner is zipped in there for a strike at 95. 0-1. Miner, one of the hardest throwing pitchers in the MLB Draft League here in the second half, looking to get that contract or at least continue his playing career beyond just this summer. As the second pitch to Bassetti is bounced back to the mound, Miner will come in, field it, and throw on to first for the easy out. Bassetti is retired quickly. We've seen Miner work efficiently here in the first three innings, as that was only his 36th pitch here, 3 1/3 gone in this one. Now I'll turn the lineup back over to the top as Turner Hill will step in. Miner's first pitch is up and away for ball one. Haven't seen many high ball counts at all tonight for Miner, as I mentioned, only the 37th pitch now, as he's been efficient, and that's why he's one of the Draft League's best players. As the 1-0 pitch is downstairs, a breaking ball, and we've seen that breaking ball fall off the table before in his previous start against the Black Bears just 2 weeks ago. That one, he couldn't get a chase. Working quickly, winds up and delivers up high. So the first three-ball count tonight for Miner on the mound and any Black Bear at the plate, as Hill is 1-for-2. He had the bunt single to lead off the bottom of the first. Very speedy. The 3-0 pitch is up high once again, so it's a four-pitch walk to the center fielder. And the Black Bears are in business here in the fourth with a base runner. He works as the go-ahead. Still early in this ballgame, which will bring in Ruben Fontes now at a Northwestern State. He hit 318 there. He's 0-for-2 today with a couple of flyouts to our left fielder. As Miner sets and he'll toss over to first and check on the runner, Hill, who slides back easily. Only two checks on the runner allowed here in the MLB Draft League this season. If you throw over a third time and are unable to pick off the runner, it goes as a de facto balk, and Hill would take second base automatically. Haven't seen that yet this year, though. Here's the first pitch, technically, to Fontes here. The runner goes. The pitch is in there for a strike. Hernandez throws down, and he gets him in time. What a throw from Ruben Fernandez behind the plate to gun down Turner Hill. A speedy Turner Hill at that. His first time caught stealing here in the second half of the year in 11 tries. Very impressive stuff from Hernandez there. And there are all of a sudden two away here in this inning. As pitch clock now winding down on Miner. The now 0-1 pitch is a bender outside. Count moves to 1-1. I mentioned last at bat that curveball has crazy break on it. Very tough for these hitters to see. As Miner comes set, the 1-1 bends in there for a strike. Flailing at it was Fontes. And there it is, the bender, the great equalizer. The 1-2 pitch now for Miner, who continues to work quickly, is down low, not offered at. It was the fastball. Guessing a mislocation there. Not really a spot you want to put a 1-2 fastball down low. Maybe trying to paint the corner and couldn't get it. Miner now sets at the belt. He winds up and delivers the 2-2. Swung on and missed by Fontes. A beautiful slider from Patrick Miner, who is through four innings and has only allowed one run to this point. We will head to the top of the fifth inning. The score tied at one here on the West Virginia Radio Network.